We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So our next guest, I don't think we agree on much politically. I'm just guessing that. He worked for President Obama, or in the Obama administration, not directly for President Obama, but was the head of ethics in the administration. And now he is, I think, adding some credibility to his resume by calling out some of the behavior that we're witnessing in the Biden administration. Walter Schaub is with us, the senior ethicist. And Walter, I get the impression that you were very critical of President Trump and some of the entanglements that he found himself in and that his family members found himself in. So I'm just trying to establish whether this is a partisan thing or whether you really do look at everybody with some sense of objectivity about how they deal with issues.
Well, thanks for having me this morning. Yeah, sure. I've spent my bulk of my career on government ethics and have had criticism for just about everybody who's come along in the meantime. And mm-hmm. I had real concerns about President Trump, but I also have concerns about a lot of Biden's top appointees getting hired in his administration.
So what would you throw a flag on, or at least say, hey, we should take a look at this and maybe rethink the judgments that are being made?
So in the past week, the Washington Post came out with an article flagging 11 relatives of top Biden appointees who have found positions in the Biden administration. And those are just the ones we know about because the government doesn't publish a roster of all political appointees. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of people because they're just getting started. Sure, there are 4,000 political positions in government, but they haven't filled most of them yet. Mm-hmm. This is a new administration. So the ones we know about is a really high number. And the most egregious case is one of Biden's top advisors, Steve Ricchetti, who went with Biden on his first golf trip as president in April and went golfing again with him this weekend for Father's Day. Ricchetti's got four kids in government. Three of them now work for President Biden and one work on the Hill. Meanwhile, his brother is still running a lobbying firm that he founded and is lobbying the White House. So this is starting to look like the Republic of Ricchetti. Yeah. And when you look at the qualifications of the youngest kid, he just graduated from college and is working as a special assistant to the Treasury Secretary. When you pull the qualifications off the website, they post bios of all these kids. Mm-hmm. The other three have all done, I found a total of four. One was Ricchetti. The other three have all done some pretty notable things, including working for members of Congress, being campus organizers for campaigns, working for private clients in public relations, and graduating from school and mm-hmm. adding all of those things together, landed significant positions in government. Then you get to the Ricchetti kid's bio, and it literally says, after graduating from college, he has joined the administration. And
gotcha.
That's it. That's the full extent of his qualifications. So it's just hard to believe that family connections didn't land him that job. And then that puts the other 11 in question.
And you think that that is not an evenly matched thing. I mean, everybody's got to make decisions about who they hire. And in all fairness, if it were a Republican president, I would say, hey, you've got to make sure that the people who supported you, you're going to give this job to somebody. Let's make sure that it's somebody who is on your side, who's demonstrated their support, but you still got to be qualified. It can't be a throwaway. So is this job just does not match up for a recent college graduate? It's out of the line.
And we don't even have to hypothesize about that because we have these other bios to compare to him. Mm-hmm. These aren't just your average starter level jobs either. These are coveted positions that thousands of college grads and campaign workers would love to have because of where they lead. I mean, you spend your first job working side by side with the Secretary of Treasury, you've got some sparkle in your resume that's going to help you land your next job, and then the one after that, and then the one after that. And so this really puts the people who land these jobs on a trajectory, and it becomes impossible to believe that all four or all three of the Ricchetti kids in the Biden administration were absolutely the very best person for the job, and it's a total coincidence that they got picked. It's just, it's too much to ask us to believe.
Yeah. Look, I was in journalism in Richmond, and then was a communications director in the Senate, and I worked for a PR firm in D.C. I just got to tell you, my Republican clients were always very worried about the Washington Post or the New York Times or some crazy activist with a blog coming after them for something that had the appearance of impropriety or cheating or, you know, money trading hands behind the scenes. Is it your impression, having worked in both sets of administrations in both parties, that Democrats don't have that same I'm sure they've got some concerns, but the same intensity of concern?
You know, I think anybody smart in politics is concerned about optics and how it's going to look in the newspaper. I mean, these administrations rise and fall on public perception, and I'm fairly confident that they're unhappy about all the coverage of this. In fact, Jen Psaki, the spokesperson, sounded kind of defensive in a tweet where she said something about, "I don't think my job got my sister her PhD," which, you know, she can be forgiven for being a little defensive because it's a family member. But come on, nobody said that she got her degree because of her sister's job. Right. The concern is, did she get her job because of her sister's job?
Exactly. All right. Well, look, I don't want to run out of time without
this bothers them.
I don't want to miss the opportunity to ask you about Hunter Biden, who is, you know, he's a troubled person, it seems. Having known people who were brilliant people who got involved in drugs and, you know, almost ruined their lives. I don't want to just be one of these people who just trashes the guy and drives him to suicide or, you know, is unfair in this. But gosh, the story that broke last week about him selling artwork for, I mean, unbelievable amounts of money, I think, and I know something about art and you know, how it sells around the country, that stinks to high heaven, doesn't it? I mean, this guy's not an accomplished artist. There's no reason that he's getting $100,000.
It's ridiculous. And the only reason that he's getting that is because he's the president's son. And the thing is, he has to know that, too. Just as he had to know that selling a book 1 year into sobriety, when he got a full year, he's getting this book deal because of his father's. You know, I have real empathy for his condition. It's something that I think our country needs to destigmatize and treat people better so that they will seek help. But that's a completely separate issue from profiting on it and capitalizing on his job. And frankly, having known plenty of people who've been through this, I would probably advise the worst thing you can do for your sobriety is do something disingenuous, like capitalize on your father's name and sell a book. And frankly, if you're going to read a book about sobriety, wouldn't you rather read one written by somebody with 20 years of it than less than 1 year? Because he doesn't have the insights to share yet.
So why don't people in the Biden administration say, "Hey, Mr. President, I got to be honest with you. You are playing with fire here. This is a huge mistake. Yeah. I know you love your son and you'd like for things to be different than they are, but you're the president now and you've got to exile your kid out of this administration and out of public view if you want to be successful here. Why does no one tell him that?
You know, on one level, I'm sympathetic because government officials can't control what their relatives do. But, you know, they ought to try, and they ought to make it clear that they're trying by saying, you know, I've asked him to stop doing these things. Instead, he says, I was really proud of his book, which sounded a lot like an endorsement to me. That bothers me. I don't think you're going to like this, but I think part of the reason they're so defensive is some of the accusations against Hunter have been wildly unfair and overblown. The truth is the guy does enough bad stuff that stick to the things that he does, and you're fine. This business that somehow he had secret relationships with the Chinese or the Russians, or that the government was giving his company favors. I mean, that's just nonsense. But what he has done is bad enough. He took a diamond ring from some foreign official. He is out there selling art for $500,000.
Yeah.
This is a guy whose prime occupation appears to be being a politician's son.
Right. And I mean, it makes Billy Carter look like he was an angel.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this guy might have a better path to healthiness if somebody would be honest with him and say, you just got to knock this off.
Yeah, right. Listen, I appreciate you coming on. Walter Schaub, who's worked in a couple of administrations here and a public career in ethics and government, which is challenging. I appreciate you coming on, Walter. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.